Welcome to Elements of Community, a podcast about discovering and exploring the elements of community. I am Lucas Root, and each week we talk with a community leader about what makes their community thrive and bring value to both the leaders and the members. Join me as we unpack the magic of the elements of community. Nedra, thank you so much for joining me. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, I'd love to, Lucas, and thanks for having me on your show. This is really exciting. I started off in the insurance business when I was 16 years old, and I'm still today in the insurance business.
Is that even legal?
No, it really wasn't, I don't think. It's funny because the little old man had a little insurance office in Fort Scott, my hometown, and he needed some help. And so he called the high school office, and the secretary said, yeah, here's somebody. And that's how I got the job. And I went down there and I started running his business, and I learned that I really liked it. And so I was working, at this little insurance office in a small town, and really kind of learned that I'm going to buy this business. I love this so much. I'm going to get licensed when I'm 18 and I'm going to buy this business. And I went and got licensed when I was 18. I got licensed when I was 17. And the state said, no, you can't have your licenses until you're 18. And then he sold the office, though, between the time I turned 17 and 18. So, which he needed to, it was fine. And I went across the street and then quickly became the number one agent for, many companies down there, and then moved to Kansas City and continued that. And here now today, I have stayed in the insurance business all these years. And today I'm the CEO and founder of a software company called Spider, who serves the insurance and the financial services markets. Mm-hmm. Pretty fun.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That, I thought I knew what we were going to talk about, and probably we still will. But it really does go to show that being a member of a community has...
Yes.
Has perks, has benefits, because he was a member of the community. He called up a local high school, somebody he knew, somebody who trusted him, and said, I need some help. Can you help out?
I think sometimes those are the values of smaller communities and just communities in general. Mm-hmm. But this Fort Scott, Kansas is where I grew up, and it's where my business is. I live in Kansas City, but I also live in Fort Scott, and Fort Scott's an hour south of Kansas City. So it's an easy little drive to go down there, and it's fun. And, what I love about Fort Scott, it's about 16,000 people in the community, and everybody mm-hmm. knows everybody. And growing up down there, everybody knew everyone. So if you did something bad, somebody called your parents and told them. If you wanted to go to the pharmacy up downtown, you could go in there and get a candy bar and charge it to your parents' accounts, and that was okay too. So having that strong sense of community, and having the community kind of look after all these kids and as we're growing up, and even help with us like interns, like that job that I took at 16, that was really kind of an intern position. We didn't call it that at the time. Mm-hmm. But having that ability for a small town, for them to call the high school and say, hey, I need some help, that was pretty cool. And we're still doing that today. That still goes on down there today. It's really fun.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
Yeah.
I talk about my experience of community when I was growing up from time to time and have mentioned it on the show. The idea that, somebody might show up at my door that knows me, that knows my family, that knows my parents, and say... Lucas did this great thing today, and I just wanted to stop by on my way home and let you know. Or, maybe your son is heading down a path you don't want him to go down, and
right.
I just wanted to stop in on my way home and let you know.
That's right. Well, community, though, helps, build and helps kids grow up. They always say it takes a village, to raise kids. I think it takes a community. Really, I do. We would get on our bikes and ride downtown and ride all over that town from one end to the other, which you could easily do. And, as long as you were home by the time the streetlights came on and dinner time, you were fine. And everybody mm-hmm. looked after us. So mm-hmm. it was just a great place to grow up. And that's why I wanted to put my business down there. Because there's great people down there who own small businesses today. They need the help. But business works in smaller communities a little different than it works in some larger communities. Yeah. I think it's kind of fun how it works.
Yeah, that's awesome. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so I put the business down in Fort Scott because, you know, Fort Scott is such a great town. But about 5-6 years ago, you know, they lost their hospital. They're not unlike many other small communities where hospitals just can't, you know, they just didn't have the money to stay. And so Fort Scott's been trying really hard to get a hospital back in there. And they will sometime, someday. But, you know, what they really need is employers to pay, to hire, you know, good people, good salaries, pay good wages, have benefits, so that those hospital services can be used and paid for. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, being able, if one person like me can come down and put a company down there that can grow, and we may grow slowly, we may have 5 and then 10 and 15 and 20 and maybe 300 employees at some point, right? And the impact of having good jobs with good benefits in a community is tremendous. So we're on a mission. While we do good for our industry and for our insurance and financial services community, we're on a mission to do good for our local community, our county, and our city as well.
I love that. So you're looking to do well by doing good.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do good by doing well, or however that term is. But yes, we believe that kindness is great and that it could be used a little bit more in business. And that we want to do good while we're doing well, and we want to really help support the community and the people that helped support me when I was growing up. It's so fun to now go and give back to, mm-hmm. to a group of people.
Yeah. You know, hire a 16-year-old and watch them grow into one of your star employees.
Yeah. So it's good. Fort Scott's a great place to grow up in. You know, they still have brick streets. The church bells ring at 8 a.m. and at noon and 5 p.m., and, you know, it's just kind of an amazing little place. It's a little bit like, you know, I don't know, a little bit like growing up in a Norman Rockwell painting, I would say.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, pretty fun. Pretty cool.
So how else does a small community impact your business and vice versa?
Oh, there's so many ways. One of the things was, you know, they have a local economic development team, you know, down in Fort Scott, a group. And working with them, we were able to, you know, get some offices, you know, lined up there within the county. And mm-hmm. so we've got some really nice offices that the county was able to kind of help us slide right in and get us going. That's one area. That's only one thing. You know, but we attend some of the local chamber meetings when we can. And we participate in maybe some of the local, Rotary meetings. We've been to a couple of those. And it's just fun to see and hear what all the business leaders around the community do. Mm-hmm. And the business leaders in this community down here are tremendous. I mean, it's amazing what they do. They have built, you know, bike trails and at the parks. They have built all sorts of fun activities for people to go do. They have activities and events. They're constantly putting on bands, you know, down in the park and having people come down and just listen to music and have fun. Mm-hmm. And I think the events and the activities of how people are starting to grow that community are pretty cool. You know, people are buying some of the old buildings downtown and refurbishing them, putting new businesses in there, building apartments in them. You know, it's just kind of a resurgence of a community. And when you think about, well, how's that happening? It's happening by the business leaders. Mm-hmm. They're the ones doing it. Right. And, yeah. and I find that amazing. I find that so good. There have been groups. I've got some friends down there that have been so good about organizing, you know, like community cleanups, you know, where they go and they help clean up neighborhoods and they clean up areas that may be a little bit distressed. Maybe the folks are older, you know, Fort Scott is an older community. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of older folks that maybe they can't get out there and trim their trees or trim their bushes. And so there's been some, you know, really great volunteer groups that have gotten out and helped folks in the community. Yeah. I love that. And I think that right there gives such a strong sense of who Fort Scott and who that community is. And it kind of is the whole reason why I like to be a part of it. I just love it.
Yeah. So they create and facilitate projects in town.
Yes. Yeah. Like we have a thing getting ready to come up. We have, it's called the Good Old Days, and they have it every year. It's the first weekend in June, and it's just a celebration of the town. But you know, the planning for it and kind of what people volunteer their time and the donations to it are amazing to really make that work. And, it, mm-hmm. and it's a pretty big event. A lot of folks from the area come down and enjoy it. So that's one event that they hold. They have some, you know, Pioneer Harvest Fiesta kind of parades and different parades. And they do things, smaller communities do things that maybe some large communities just don't do anymore, right? Mm-hmm. And so like parades and local town celebrations and chili cook-offs and pancake feeds, you know, when families are distressed and different things. So it really does give people a great opportunity to really get involved big time with the community and help out. And I
That's
like
amazing.
That.
Yeah, I love it.
It's really cool.
So, these are projects. Like it's, you know, the business leaders put together a project. They host an event, which is a project. They do a cleanup, which is a project. These are all projects for the community, right?
That's right.
And what kind of businesses are these?
Well, we're a software company, and mm-hmm. we're really there's another software company that's popped up down there, mm-hmm. but I think we're the only software companies down there. Some of them are, well, there's a funeral home, couple funeral homes. There's antique stores. There are boutique shops. There's liquor mm-hmm. stores. There's an urgent care, there's fast food, there's restaurants, you name it, jewelry stores, any kind of business down there, any kind of business leader, you know, they love to get involved with the community, and the community is just very open, you know, to allowing people to come in and help, and that's just great. You know, even planting flowers.
Are there big chain stores in the area too?
No, we do have a Walmart. And Walmart, in fact, I hope I get this story right, but in 1969, I think I'm going to get it right. We were either the first or the second Walmart that Sam Walton built. And Sam Walton used to come up to Fort Scott and hunt in the land around that area. And some of it was even some of my family land that they would hunt on. And they'd hunt, you know, quail and we don't really have pheasants, but they'd hunt deer and stuff like that. And so he put a store down there. And you know, and that was 69. And, you know, they've had three subsequent stores down there. They just keep building a bigger store and a bigger store and a bigger store and a bigger store. And, you know, while Walmart, of course, is certainly a treasured thing in a community, you do see the impact, you know, that a bigger store has on a community. And the local pharmacies are now pretty much all gone. And the grocery stores have really thinned out to now there's only one left. So you start to see the impact of big box stores coming in. And Fort Scott has done a really good job at not letting big box stores, you know, come in. We're just an hour south of Kansas City, and Joplin, Missouri, 60 miles, you know, down the road. So Fort Scott kind of sits between some larger communities that have those services. So there's really no need to put them in.
So what I'm hearing is that the business leaders are working hard to support the community, and the community in turn is supporting the businesses.
That's exactly right. I think Fort Scott does a really good job of supporting their business owners. Mm-hmm. You know, they really do. People try to do business locally. They really mm-hmm. try. And there's sometimes that you can't, and that's true for all of us, right? So when we have to go use a big box store or go to Kansas City or Joplin and shop outside of a community, That's okay. We all understand that. But I think the first, you know, Fort Scott probably gets the first look at a lot of people's first dollar to spend.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So there's benefits in both directions to being,
it
to,
really
to
does.
Building that community.
You know what's interesting to me about Fort Scott? I find this amazingly interesting. There are quite a few. I've got an itch, so I'm sorry here. Okay, got that over with. Okay. You know, Fort Scott has quite a few women CEOs that are millionaires. They have quite a few million-dollar businesses that women have started down there. And it's true just not only for women. There's some great businesses down there. But it's just kind of not lost on me that here it seems like over the last few years there have been some women that have started businesses down there that are really doing well. Mm-hmm. And some of them are online businesses. Some of them are you know, Amazon, Etsy type thing, Shopify, you know, e-commerce type, you know, businesses, but they're all doing well. And I find that amazing. Fort Scott is a great town to be kind of what I would call one of the Zoom towns, you know, where mm-hmm. you can live and work wherever you want to anymore. Well, a lot of people moved down, you know, to Fort Scott during the pandemic, and they saw a real increase at their lake, at Fort Scott Lake. And so a lot of those lake houses just got bought up like crazy. And, you know, people want a nice, more comfortable, you know, style of life or standard of living. Mm. And mm-hmm. just, it's just, you go down there and it's just nice and slow. People are very kind. People take the time to stop and talk to you and to visit with you and ask you how you're doing. And that just doesn't happen. You know, when all my years of officing in the cities and being around New York and spending a lot of time in New York, but nobody ever stopped and asked me how I was doing or how my business was doing. So it's just really nice to have people, you know, stop you and say, hey, how you doing? You know, that's it's a nice thing.
I grew up in northern Vermont.
Oh.
And the first time I brought my wife to visit the city of Montpelier, which is the capital of Vermont, near where I grew up, we're walking down the street. I was excited about this moment. Something was about to happen that is unique to very small communities, and she had never experienced it. We're walking down the street on the sidewalk, and we get to an intersection, and there's traffic. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of traffic in Montpelier, but there's traffic. And the cars stopped in both directions as we got to the intersection. And my wife looks around, and she goes, what are they doing? I said, they're waiting for you to decide which way you're going so that you can cross the street.
That's right.
And, you know, this is a woman from New York. She looked at me like her glass broke. She was like, people actually care about other people?
You mean they're not going to run over me? You know, they're going to give me a chance to cross the street? Yeah.
Yep.
I love that, too. That's really fun. But you're right. It's just these smaller communities. I think they're golden gems. I really do. I mean, this is kind of a throwback to how we all used to live and how we used to, you know, act and behave, and people are kind. And I just love that kindness. You do know everybody. You know most everybody. And if you don't know them, you probably know their brother, cousin, uncle, aunt, friend, nephew, somebody. You know somebody that knows them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. So there are benefits, and we talked about those benefits a little bit. Can we dive in a little bit more on what those benefits are? Because in order for people to enroll themselves into a community, like really show up and decide, you know what, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be focused on being a member of this community. I'm going to shop local. What is it that the community members expect to receive by enrolling, by showing
question.
Up, by engaging?
That is a really good question. I think the community members expect to see, they like their style of life. You know, people live in smaller communities because they typically like a certain style of life. So they expect it. They expect to, you know, to kind of live in that way that they want to live. And what I mean by that is you're not fighting traffic. You know, you've got one main street down the road. You're not fighting traffic like you're fighting in a city. You could go from end to end to town and it takes 10 minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's not going to be any 30 minutes sitting in traffic anywhere in Fort Scott.
Or if it took an hour, it's because you stopped to roll down your window a bunch of times and wave.
That's exactly right. And even an hour, that would be, you know, a long time. But I think people expect privacy. They expect you know, good police and to be treated kind of very fairly and kind of left alone, you know. I think they expect friendliness, and they expect that their neighbors are going to get to know them, and their neighbors are, I said, on one hand, I say privacy, but then on the other hand, people want people to get to know them. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, people in the morning, a lot of the folks, they love to go to a certain diner down there. It's the New Grill. It's just awesome. And then there's a coffee shop too, Common Grounds. And people love to go there. And they're different crowds, but they kind of gravitate to those places in the morning, you know, for community to sit down and see who else is getting coffee and who can I sit down and talk to for a little bit. And people will go in there and sit down and have coffee. They'll have breakfast. They'll talk about what they're doing during the day. They'll talk about what's going on, you know, and I think people love that. And that is an expectation, you know, because in a small town, you want to go in and it's like Cheers. You want to go to some place where everybody knows your name. You just want to do that. And you want people to talk back to you. And you know, Alex is over there flipping a hamburger, but he's talking to you, you know? And the folks that are making your coffee for you, they're talking to you. And then you're seeing somebody walk in the door that you want to sit down and talk to for 5 minutes or so. And I think I'm not sure that's an expectation, but I think it is, because I think people love to go do that. They want to go get their, when they want to socialize, they know where to go to socialize. And you can see people that you just love to sit down and have a nice conversation with.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is camaraderie.
Yeah.
Social support.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And it, I think that there's discernment in those, right?
Well, I think there is.
You have the element of privacy and the element of, you know, social support and camaraderie.
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing about small towns that I think Fort Scott's great at, you know, you get somebody that maybe, you know, hurts their knee and has to have knee surgery and is out for a couple of weeks, and they're not at the local coffee shop for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, people know about that, and they'll take them food, and they'll call them, make sure they're okay. They'll take them a cup of coffee. You know, they're kind. They'll reach out to them. So that person doesn't just sit there isolated for a couple of weeks. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but you know, people think differently about how they interact with people. And I think that community, I think it's a little unique, but I sure think it's really good in how they handle themselves down there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So that's like level 2 social support, for lack of a better description.
Maybe level 4. I don't know. It could be level 4.
Yeah, right. You know?
But I do think the kindness down there is really good. You know, they have all the holiday drives, you know, toy drives for kids. They mm-hmm. have so many things that they do to try and you know, give back and be helpful. And that is just the right way to, in my opinion, to live your life, is to be helpful to other people and kind and do what you can, you know, to make a difference. And that to me is a good thing.
I agree.
So I love it down there. Yeah.
And so as that comes to the involvement of the citizens and the businesses, Is there an expectation on the citizen side that by shopping locally, they're going to get additional value? It sounds like they are, but is the expectation there?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think sometimes that expectation is in a job, right?
Mm,
if I shop locally and I live here locally.
And they're aware of it.
Like I want to work locally.
Your community is cognizant of this. That's front of mind.
Yeah. And I think they are. They are cognizant. I mean, Fort Scott's trying to do anything they can to get additional employers, you know, in there. And, you know, that because any additional employers that are paying good jobs, good wages, good benefits, that helps the community, helps them get a hospital mm-hmm. back, helps people have the money to take care of their lawns and their houses. You know, it's just a good thing, right?
Yeah.
So I do think that when people shop local, then they kind of think, well, I want to help support these businesses because my friends work here and maybe I'll work here one day too. Or maybe my son will, or my daughter will, or my friend will, or somebody will.
Yeah.
So we do try, I think, as hard as we can to shop local where we can.
And then on the flip side, how do the business owners field that expectation, and what are their expectations?
Well, I think that's always, that's a little tougher sometimes, maybe, on the business side, because when you have a small community and everyone knows everybody and you have mm-hmm. one job open, you know, you're going to get a lot of applicants mm-hmm. and you can't hire everybody.
True.
And, you know, so you have to manage those expectations, you know, pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
But, I think people, consumers and community members do have expectations of the community, and they just want to see the community to continue to thrive. You know, they want to see good communities, street repair, you know, the park system in good shape, you know, the recreation system's working well for the kids, you know, the school's doing good. I'd say community expectations are around a lot of those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know what, in a small town, Friday Night Lights is so much fun.
Mm.
It just is. You kind of came from a small town, so you may, I don't know if you had that too, but you know, we love our football. So high school football, high school basketball, anything that the high school does, we, you know, the whole town supports. The mm-hmm. town also has Fort Scott Community College. And they used to have a football team. For years they've had a football team. And now they just did away with that program, sadly. But it's funny because a few years ago when the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl, there was 4 or 5 people that were playing in the Super Bowl that had come through Fort Scott Community College. So that's kind of a fun little statistic there. But You know, so just interesting stuff. So people support the recreation. They love the activities, the events. It's more kind of, you know, good, wholesome family type of fun and activities. That's what they like down there. That's all about community.
Very cool. Yeah. And then now back to you and Spider Loop. How do you have expectations around that community? And, how is that creating value for you? And how are you creating value for them?
Yeah, well, we're creating value for the community in that we're getting ourselves going here. We're just a year old, and we're now really getting.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. We've survived the first year, and we're selling.
It is a big milestone.
Now. Yeah, that's a huge milestone. A lot of companies don't, right? The second year milestone is another big one. But we're selling our products now. And we're starting to get some good reviews, and now we're getting ready to build our second set of products. And so what Fort Scott's doing to help us is really providing us some great offices and a place to be and the ability that, you know, to hire some folks in the community as we're ready for them. Mm-hmm. And to really, that's kind of what they're giving us right now. Now, we will be giving back to them big time because we're going to be hiring folks and paying good wages, you know, and sometimes in communities, wages are a little bit less than they are in the cities. We're going to be paying good wages with good benefits. And that will really help a community, you know, and we're also bringing something to a community that they don't have. You know, small towns and small communities typically don't have software. They just don't have software development companies. And I know that, right? I mean, they just don't have it. So we're bringing that to Fort Scott. And we think that's neat because, you know, a lot of these kids, you know, that they graduate from the high school, they go to the college, maybe Fort Scott Community College, maybe they go to Pittsburgh State University, 30 miles down the road, or they go to KU or K-State or somewhere, you know, and they want to come home. And maybe they go get a computer degree, a computer science degree, or a business degree, and they want to come home but to Fort Scott to live. But there's just not the great, you know, jobs, the professional jobs like software stuff that is there. And so we're trying to bring something new and different, you know, that maybe will attract somebody to come back and stay and give them a place to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll have some great marketing roles and client support and service roles and development, all sorts of things that are aligned to software and that is not down there right now. So anything that we can do to bring additional jobs, additional skills and things to a community, we think that's going to be super valuable too.
Mm-hmm.
We would really even like to help incubate, you know, some of these. If somebody brings us a software company, you know, or a little software idea and says, you know, a local person that says, I'd like to, you know, write this and do this, we'd even help incubate it, you know, as we get down a little bit further down the road.
So, a little brain space.
Yeah, a little bit more green space, but we do. We want to be helpful, and you know, we may be the first ones down there in software, but we're not going to be the last. And so, we want to be helpful and kind to any company that wants to come in here and kind of see that as a path for them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Interesting. So it's almost like you're building a separate community, right? There's the Fort Scott community. You're building a local software development community.
Starting. I wouldn't say have done it, but just
maybe
starting.
Championing.
Yeah, championing it, I think, is a good word to say at this point. And down the road, as we get a little bit, you know, deeper into our company, we get a little bit further down the road, you know, then I think we'll have a lot more free time and a lot more interest in doing that. But we just want to help people because, you know, these are good jobs. And these are, you know, if you think about where the world is going, man, technology's it. You know, we're going to have to interact with technology in every aspect of our life. So, and a lot of these kids, they're going to go get technology degrees. They're going to get computer science degrees. They're going to get business degrees and marketing degrees. And they're going to have somewhere to use those. And we want them to be able to come home, back to the community that they love, where they grew up, and have a place to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to help and provide here.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you know, we talked about it. You and I both share small town growing up, small town living, the experience and what we loved about it.
That's right. And there's a lot of good things to love about it. Yeah. You know, there really is. So I like to go shopping in the city and I love all that too, but I sure love my small community. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you. In addition to jobs and maybe tax dollars, right, which are the obvious things, how else do you expect that you're going to provide for the community and that they're going to provide back?
Yeah, changing mindsets. You know, we haven't really talked about that a lot, but, you know, smaller communities are less, they're less more, how do I want to say this? They haven't really adopted technology, you know, maybe as fluently as some of the cities have, right?
Sure.
And, you know, they do business kind of their way, right? And they haven't really seen a need to change. And yet here we are living in today's world with cyber and ransom attacks and all these bad things happening. And, you know, people really do need to change their ways a little bit. So we're hoping to also educate a little bit. And we're going to start, we haven't done this yet, but I'd like to start some training classes that we can just do in our offices. We've got some beautiful offices with a big conference room, and I'd like to have some folks in, and maybe we can just start to teach them a little bit about technology and about, you know, why you should be saving your documents in a good storage solution, you know, and why, and how do you keep yourself safe from getting ransomed or hacked, and, or how do you do the best job that you can to try and keep yourself safe, you know, and how do you get on Instagram? You know, I've had that question asked. I've had people down there say, gosh, I'd just love to get on Instagram, but I just don't know how. Well, maybe I should have a training class for that, you know, providing things around technology that people want to know, but they just don't, and there's nowhere to go get the help. So I might do that too, and just offer some, you know, an hour of free training classes, and just come in if you want to learn more about social media, you want to learn more about, you know, kind of handling your electric life,
that's a great electronic idea.
You know, and how to protect yourself. So I'm going to start some things like that. Yeah. I haven't done it yet, but I've been thinking about it. I've got it scoped out, and I'll probably start that in the next month. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you. Nedra, for people who want to learn more about you, where do they find you?
Oh, they find me at www.spiderloop.com, and that's spiderloop.com. And they can also, you know, my phone number's on there too. So if you go to our website, you can hunt me down and find me. I'd love to talk to you. You know, we've got a really cool multi-cloud document storage system that it helps companies not get ransomed, not have to pay ransoms. You know, you get a backup copies, you get all your electronic document storage, and we give you a backup. It's included. It's part of your deal. So that's why people are loving us. So we're out there.
Not paying ransom.
It's part of our mantra of being helpful. Yeah. You know? So that's us.
I'm a fan. Let's not pay ransom. Let's. Yep.
Thanks. Well, I just appreciate, you know, you taking time letting me be on your show today. It's just fun to talk about our community and all the things that we're doing and you know, why Fort Scott is a fun little place to be. So
why small communities are a fun little place to be.
They are. They're super fun. Yes. Yeah.
Curveball question. What have I not asked you that I should have?
Oh boy. Wow. Well, you've asked a lot. Maybe. Gosh, that's a great question. What should you have asked me that you didn't? What's my future plans? You know?
Oh, yes, I should have.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, you know, I'm an author, and I do write some books, and I've got one that I contributed to a book that went bestseller.
Oh.
And I'm getting ready to write another one. Thank you. And so my CTO, Mike Upright, and I are writing a book for cybersecurity for small businesses, almost like Cyber for Dummies, right? Just something that's very small and short read that small businesses can just pick up and say, okay, finally, somebody's telling me, what do I need to do, right? Because a lot of people, that's what they say. I don't know what to do. I have no clue what to do. Can you help me and tell me what to do? How do I protect my business? I have not the first idea where to start. So we want to help people do that. So that's something that'll be coming out in the next 60 to 90 days on Amazon. And we'll be doing that.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, we got to educate. We got to help. We got to be helpful, right? And that's part of our mantra. So that's who we are. But otherwise, down the road, we're writing some new modules for our product. You know, we're putting in a big client vault here coming up in the next probably 6 months or so. And so we've got a lot of big plans as far as what Spider's turning into and what it's becoming and what it is. And we're just so excited to help our industry and to be good stewards of it, good stewards of our industry, good stewards of our town and our community, and good stewards of our company and to our employees. So that's who we are. That's who we're going to be.
Thank you so much. You heard it. Find Nedra on spiderloop.com, spiderloop.com. And Nedra, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this week on Elements of Community. Make sure to visit our website,
elementsofcommunity.us,
where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. If you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. If you like the show, you might want to check out our EOC Inner Circle, where we deep dive with each guest on the inner workings of their community. We cover things like community model, profitability, and engagement strategies. You can join the Inner Circle at
elementsofcommunity.us/innercircle.
Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode.